So I don't think that we disagree spiritually, Popper and me. It's rather that we have our eyes on different prizes. He's looking at the nation state narrowly as a fait accompli and as a tool in theory against tyranny. Tolstoy, to my mind, sees the human more clearly and in some ways more optimistically because perhaps he kept better company. He seemed to see that the ways of Earth broadly are still in us inherently. And I've got my mind stayed with Tolstoy on freedom, the accomplishment of which requires all of us rolling along on this earth, figuring out how to get there. So my eyes are stayed on the world. This mind's eye on different prizes is the source of much disagreement. This looking at different things when we're nominally discussing. That's why we got to get on the same page. That's why we got to get our lexicon together. Agreed upon definitions so we're not talking at cross purposes. This is critical because we don't have our own media. And we certainly don't have the resources that this clandestine shadow surveillance state depends on to undermine us from within. So we got to get on solid ground to prevent that from happening. Now, this mind's eye on different prizes, I got a taste of a couple days ago. I listened to a debate of sorts about parental disciplining of children overall, but particularly on whether parents should hit their quote unquote children. And we have to start talking about this. We have been warned about this for centuries. This doing to our children what was done to us, making of them objects. And we should be talking about it, that our children are not our children. We've had many ancestors now warn us about what we're doing when we do that, when we think like that. And we all do initially because we don't have access. We don't have our own media. We don't have our ability to put alternative ideas out there in a consistent way so that our thought can develop, so that we can keep those conversations rolling. It's the consistency over time that allows our thought to build. And listening to them, I thought, we're looking at different things, them and me. Different ideas, models, concepts of the human being. These folks seem to want a child that will fit in to the system, a child that's learned obedience. And I want to see every child get big to use their full human gifts. We have different objects. So as always, in matters of movement, in the matter of getting from here to there, the question arises that can't be denied, which is, what is the objective? What is the goal of our activism? And for most of those voices to which the airwaves give lift, the answer is generally, unconsciously, simply, we must preserve the system, which is getting on the Plato train, heading for the destination, no change.